Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back to you, it's Hail Varsity Radio. We're presented by Currency, Hall of Fame coach with Colorado, Gary Barnett, back with us, also Northwestern, also the Missouri Hall of Fame. And coach, did you get the shovel out last Saturday? Did you help clear that field in Boulder?
No, but I was way up in the press box watching them clean it. And that grounds crew had to clean a soccer field for a scrimmage at 8 o'clock, a lacrosse field at 10 o'clock, and then the stadium. And they started about 10:30. And they only have one crew to do all that. And so they were clearing the field, shoveling getting all the snow out with a big front loader, to have it ready for the kickoff and ESPN. And you know what? They had a little bit of ice and snow in one end, and other than that, it was pretty good. And then as the day went on, it got nice. And so it was an amazing crowd. Chris, we had 47,277 people, and that's more people in our stadium than we've had in the last nine games, not combined, but not one game had that many people in it in the last nine games at home. Mm. So it was quite a dedication by the by the fans in Boulder and Colorado.
Well, I kind of like Coach Prime's cowboy hat. Have you ever rocked a cowboy hat?
I think I gotta have something to drink before I do that. But we have a little bull riding deal down here in Cave Creek on Friday nights, and sometimes when we got guests in town, we'll go down there. And I have a National Rodeo jacket, big leather jacket that's probably about $400 that somebody gave me, and I've got a black hat that I, when you play at Texas for the first time, they make you a hat and a Stetson. So I've got that. So every once in a while, I'll break it out.
Well, because Coach had the kind of the chocolate felt cowboy hat, and then he had the white one, man, like No Country for Old Men. And he can pull it off, and he looked cool, and man, there was some excitement. But the PR this week has been not great for some, and those that are close to it, so be it. You know, Coach Prime said I'm bringing Louie with me. So what's your take, Coach Barnett, on the week that's been after the spring showcase with all the departures?
You know, Chris, he said he was going to do that. And, you know, when he did, many people cringed at the meeting, and many others, like myself, said, you know, he's got to do this. That's why we're bringing him in. And that is, he had to create a whole new culture. And it needed to be done fast. The difference between Deion Sanders and anybody else we would have hired, nobody else could have pulled this off the way he's pulling it off. And I mean, in one year, we are flipping an entire roster. I think we have 13 players left from last year's team. He's flipping an entire roster. Nobody else that was out there, one, would have the guts to do it or would have the mental framework to do it. But he's done it. And if that's what we needed and what we wanted, then that's what we're getting. But with that comes some uncomfortable nights and feelings and everything else that goes with it. And in my case, I've been calling plays these kids' games for, every one of them since they've been there. And you get to know them a little bit. You get to, you know, you get to talk about them. You know things about their personal life that you can talk about on a broadcast, and you meet their parents, you know, at these games. You write, you know, I fly in a couple places with parents, and so you get to know them. And now when this happens, you feel for the kids, you feel for the parents. And then you look at it, you go in and put your business hat on, you go, this is what has to happen. So it's, you know, it's a tough deal. There's no good way to do it. It's like a coach leaving a school and going to another. There's just no good way to do it. And people are going to think the way they want to think and the way they feel, and that's fine. And it's just the way it is, but it's going to happen fast at Colorado. I noticed this morning he's already put two guys into the portal that he brought in. two of the transfers are already in the portal going out. So, you know, he's cutting and slashing.
Well, the hashtag we coming on social media when Deion got here, some of the departing Buffs hashtag we leaving has been what's been going on social media. So I got a kick out of that the last 24 hours. Gary Barnett's with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, I don't disagree with you, and you've been around it, and folks that are around Colorado athletics know that 1-11 isn't what is acceptable, and you were part of the rise and the build that went from one win, two win, zero wins to pulling off a national championship. So you've seen the build. You know how and what it has to be in college football. Is it how it's being done versus what's being done that maybe folks could be taken wrong, or at least not what's said, but how it's being said, that type of parallel?
A little bit, but if you would just look at through the history, Bill McCartney, it took him 4 years to have a winning year. It took him 10 years to win a national championship, and they almost fired us when we were 1-10. And so people took more time. You know, while it was important, it wasn't nearly as important as it seems to be now. And it wasn't nearly the business. And you couldn't flip your roster. If you make a mistake in recruiting, you live with that mistake. And now everything happens fast. You don't have to live with that mistake. You can trade him to somebody else. It's just completely different. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I don't know, I think older folks like myself look at it and say it's pretty harsh, and I'm glad I'm not in it right now. Younger folks, and especially people on the business side, look at it and go, you know, it's what you have to do. And so if you're going to pay players, and if you're going to give them the right to transfer anytime they want, then guess what? This is what you're going to get with it. And, you know, we're all being led down this lane by people who are think they're trying to help all the players. They think they're trying to get them all they deserve to have. Mm-hmm. And it's changing everything. And, you know, we have to live with it or stop it, one or the other.
Gary Barnett with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, are things speeding up with Colorado and the Big 12? Any insight on where that is? I saw Deion's comment earlier in the week about not being able to keep kids in the Pac-12, and I know the athletic department came out with a statement, and we all think the Big 12's inevitable for the Buffs again.
Well, I think it is too. I can't give you any hard, fast evidence of that other than, you know, first of all, you got a coach that doesn't want to recruit California. You know, he doesn't want any California kids. He wants to go south, and he wants to go to Texas, so you got a coach that's clamoring and who's got a much bigger podium and bully pulpit than anybody else at the university. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that point's being pounded every single day. And I don't think our athletic director or our president or chancellor, I think they probably agree that it's time for us to make a move. I mean, the money you leave on the table right now looks like it's huge. And this time of college sports, you can't do that. You can't leave it on the table. So it's you know, I think it's inevitable, but that's just gut feeling, Chris. I don't have any particulars I can give you on it.
Coach, are you confident Colorado's going to be able to get a offensive and defensive line, and to that point from the portal? When we look at the kids that are departing, how much of it was misses on the trail, lack of development, or just a fit issue with what's there now versus the past staff and past recruitment? I ask that because I think there's some good players that are gone from the roster.
There are some good players, you know, a couple in particular that could play most places, but I think you wait and see where all these guys that go in the portal go. That'll tell you a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, if they can play, somebody will find a place for them, you know, at the same level. If they cannot play at this level, deemed by film study and everything else, then you'll see them drop down. And I think that's going to be indicative of what exactly is going on and maybe some of our problems. I think that it's never one thing. It's a combination. I think we under-recruited. We settled in recruiting a lot of times. Development with the number of coaching changes that have occurred at Colorado. I don't know how you develop a kid. So, you know, it's a combination of all that stuff. But it's very difficult to develop a kid if he's got five different line coaches in 5 years or three different in 3 years. It doesn't match up. So now you've got to have them almost ready to play. And to have a kid that's a late developer, I don't know. I you know, to me, somebody's going to pick up those kids and get something out of it. I think your lower levels are going to really benefit from this. And so when I say lower levels, you know, the group of five,
sure,
the 1AA's, even the Division II teams, I think are going to really benefit from this.
It's Gary Barnett with us here. Hail Varsity Radio rolls through on a Thursday as we've been dealing with a gamut of technical difficulties here in studio on this Thursday edition. And I want to take a moment to thank our wonderful engineer, Eric, for coming through and helping us out with some stuff. It's Elijah Herbel taking you through this segment as Schmitty, unsure what's going on with technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll hear from him next segment as Gary Barnett continues with us here next segment, as Gary was kind enough to give us a little bit of time and deal with all of our technical issues today. Again, if the technical difficulties impacted your listening of the show at all, we encourage you to check us out in podcast form where there are no technical difficulties. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Google Play, Amazon Music as well, where you can find us, or the Hail Varsity YouTube page, another place to check us out. Check us out on Twitter as well, at HVarsity Radio is where you can find us, and we'll get you a link to the podcast there every single day as well. We have more with Gary Barnett coming your way after the break. It's Hail Varsity Radio presented by Currency.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Gary Barnett, a couple more minutes with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, how did you get guys that were run first quarterbacks to be comfortable in the passing game? I ask that because Nebraska's quarterbacks, beyond their perceived top two here after spring, are guys that are, they're still, you know, works in progress, and that's okay, but their strength is running the football, and you can get away with doing that, and you can use it and win some games doing it, but eventually you're going to have to make some throws. And I remember your offenses at Colorado, you guys were incredible with the option game, but it always felt like Hagen would have one or two big-time passes up his sleeve to really, you know, stress a defense. Tell me your approach to a guy that may be best at running, but, man, you know, there's going to be a game you got to throw it to win it.
Well, what happens when you have a running quarterback and you run him and he's effective at running and he's part of your offense and he's part of your production in the running game and you plan on it, then if you're on the other side, you've got to defend it. And what that means is you've got to put an extra guy in the box. So when you do want to throw it, you've got one-on-one coverage. I mean, when we were the wishbone, let me tell you, our wide receiver had one-on-one coverage every time. You can't get better than that. That's as good as it gets. So, you know, that's one of the things that Hagan put so much pressure on an offense that you had to sink eight, maybe nine guys down in there to account for him. And then he pulls it back and throws it. And he's just got to be good enough to get the ball down the field. And, you know, that's when you need the great player that'll make the great catch. And those are hard to keep in an option offense. You know, if they're only going to get the ball two or three times a game, it's hard to keep those guys. So, you know, that's the biggest thing you run into is with a running quarterback is keeping receivers happy. And, you know, we end up playing sometimes with just guys we converted to receivers who wanted to play. And but the important people were our quarterbacks, our fullbacks, and our tailbacks.
Did you see the tribute to Coach Solich at all on BTN, the halftime, or Nebraska ran 44 ISO or a fullback trap first play of the game with the spring game, and then Coach Rule gave Solich the game ball to start things off?
You know, I didn't see that. I didn't get a chance to see it yet. I haven't gone through all that stuff from the weekend. But that's cool. I'm happy for Coach Solich.
NFL draft gets going tonight. Have you gone to the draft for any of your players, Coach?
I have not. My son, when he was working for the Eagles and the Patriots, was at the draft. But I have not gone for any of my players, no.
Well,
I haven't had any in the top 10 or top 15 that I can think of.
I think you had Graham, didn't you?
Dan Graham, yeah. I had Dan Graham was in there, and then a couple other guys. Tyler Brayton was in there. You know, a bunch of second-rounders, just a handful of first-rounders.
Gary Barnett with his coach. Let's talk draft here, and we've hit on some of the debate with Bryce Young or Stroud, but overall, what do you think of the quarterback class with Young, with Stroud, Will Levis? I mean, there's just some, and then Anthony Richardson, those are the four. Do you think Richardson and Levis are guys that, I mean, who knows, right? Depends where they go, but do you think they've got the ability to be good pros?
I have a big question mark on Richardson and Levis, and really I have it on Bryce Young too. I just, I think if these quarterbacks came out in the class of all those great quarterbacks that came out over the years. I mean, and, you know, there were two or three years where there's just four or five great quarterbacks. I don't know if these guys would be mentioned other than Stroud. And so, but you need quarterbacks so badly. And the whole football world at every level now revolves around the quarterback. So you're willing to throw money and see if you can get the guy. I mean, you got to throw enough darts. Eventually, you'll hit one. And you know, you look at the teams that don't have one, and they're not playing well. So that's the number one position. And so these guys, they become more and more valuable, and there aren't a lot of them this year in this class. And I think Stroud's the best of them. But there's always a sleeper in there someplace. But I think he's the best.
Well, the Big Ten is going to have a monster first round between Vanesse and of course, Skoronski. And the first guy that could go is Stroud. But even Witherspoon at Illinois, you are familiar with Skoronski at tackle. Does he have a comp for you? Does he remind you of anybody either you've coached or you've seen in the NFL? Could he be one of the greats?
You know, he plays with such leverage, and he bends his knees so well, and he's strong, and he's 6'4", he's not 6'7", 6'8", so he's automatically got leverage on guys. I watched him every snap of the Nebraska game, as a matter of fact, and a couple other games, and I was really impressed with him. I had a kid named Matt O'Dwyer at Northwestern that was much like him. The same kind of size and strength, who was a second-round draft choice and played for a long time. But he reminds me of him a little bit. But, you know, he's, this guy can pass run, he can pass protect, he can run, you know, run block. He looks very good to me. I mean, he looks solid.
Gary Barnett with his coach. We'll let you get out. Golf plans this weekend. How many rounds?
Oh man, I'm helping guys with groups they've got coming down. So I'll get to see two today, two tomorrow, probably one on Saturday, two on Sunday, and one on Monday. How's that sound?
Ooh, that's good. I may sneak out Saturday, working on that. So, Coach, appreciate you much. You have a good weekend and enjoy your time, all right?
Thanks, Chris. Good being with you.